The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You're a customer. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Backwood Brew.
Okay, wait for this song. Okay, wait for
this
the
song. This is the long intro.
Okay, here, wait.
She doesn't start singing on this.
Oh,
one.
Okay. Oh, well, doggone it. One way or another.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get you. I'm going to get you.
Isn't that a government theme? That's a government theme. One way or the other. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You go on down there and they have the best tobacco prices in town. And Espresso Joe's with the greatest coffee. We just got some new stuff. They got some new stuff down
Absolutely.
There.
And they walk in humidor. They've got some great cigars.
Great
and,
sales.
And one of the things that we wanted to tell our listeners, so please share with you, is that they had a horrible, you've heard about this, a horrible break-in. And they still have not... have any clues or leads, and they're looking for the secret, you know, they got a secret witness number and the whole thing, of a white, was it an SUV or a pickup truck that backed in and literally ripped them off thousands of dollars. And they've just been, you know, so we need to go down there and support them. Tobacco
right.
and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
They support our community. Ben, speaking of smoking, I bet I know what Charles wants to talk about. Good morning, Charles. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning.
Let's fire up here, Charles.
Well,
damn.
The vote was 4-1 to impose someone's personal taste on the rest of the population.
Well, didn't they? Now, this vote is just to bring it up so that they can vote on it. This is a preliminary vote to vote, right?
This is what's called the first reading. There will likely be a second, what's called a second reading, which means it'll be agendized for the consent calendar. And but the, you know, the major discussion was last night.
Well, you know, here's my thing: is that they're what they've done is they're outlawing smoking in the city parks and on the river trails, and they're using it as a basis that it's an anti-smoking group did a study survey, and that 75% of the people wanted it done. But my question is the anti-smoking group who did the survey, is that like having an abortion group do a survey on abortions? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of suspect to you?
I asked that exact question in my speech.
And what was that? Well, there's no answer to that, of course.
Well, of course not, because it's like a scene out of Cops when the arresting officer asks the suspect, did you do this? And they just kind of sit there and look at you.
Yeah. Well, the other part of this is this, did they address enforcement of this? Because it's absolutely unenforceable. The police have already stated in print that they will not enforce this. They do not have the people to enforce this. And then in the paper alluded in their editorial is that some little old lady gets up and goes, tells that guy that's smoking, that person smoking, hey, you put that out. It's against the law. Now, frankly.
That was Missy MacArthur's actual, response to the enforcement question.
Well, you know what? Guess where that'll get you. Because I tell you what, if somebody wants to smoke and someone look at the people that hang out there in the parks, people that want to smoke, they're just going to say, go away.
Go away.
Or they're not even going to be that nice. They're just going to be crappy with them because there is no enforcement. You got one anti-smoking officer. For all the parks and all the trails. To see my point on this, Charles, is I don't smoke in the parks. But the point is you don't make laws.
A lot of people don't smoke in the parks.
And you don't make laws that are unenforceable.
Incremental taking away of our, sooner or later, they're going to get around to taking something that a lot of people enjoy. And when people finally wake up and say, hey, what happened? It'll be a little late.
Yeah. Well, it will be. And the other thing, too, is they said, oh, it's the littering. Well, there's already laws against littering.
Yes.
Enforce those. Enforce those, and people won't be smoking and dropping their butts on the ground. This is stupid to do this. You know, our city council is smarter than this. I don't understand.
Oh.
This is a feel-good nanny state type of vote because guess what? And then here's the other thing. Show me that the secondary smoke in the parks are having a harmful effect on anybody. Prove it to me. You know, I'm not saying secondhand smoke doesn't harm. I'm saying it. Show me in the parks that it's harmful, in that large area that it's harming people.
It's interesting you bring that up because one of the people who was supporting all this actually did try to equate incidental exposure to outdoor tobacco smoke with 30 or 40 years of chronic exposure to indoor tobacco smoke, 2.5 pack a day type of exposure.
That's crap.
By saying, oh, well, you know, 100, thousands of people die from cancer.
I know, it's
die
crap.
From cancer, cigarettes cause cancer, therefore we got to ban cigarettes from the park. And it.
I know. It's bad. It's bad legislation. It's really, I expect more of our city council. They make so many great decisions. How could they do that? You know, this is just a feel good. It's a feel good. And that's the whole thing. Gotta run, Charles. Got a commercial.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, we'll come back. Roberta, hold on. We'll be with you in just a second.
Yeah.
KCNR 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulation. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back.
KCNR 1460. It's Carla Lindevad here. How are you on this fabulous Wednesday? 61 degrees, 7:23 in the morning. And we have been, we were looking forward to hearing from Roberta, who's on line one live. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Roberta.
Well, good morning, everybody.
What's on your mind?
If you were asked a question, would you like children to have fewer cavities, what would your answer be?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, that's an example of the secretive nature of polling, because 10 years ago when the city council voted to fluoridate, we had to go out in the street because months ahead, without any warning, that was the polling question that they based their decision on. And we went out in the street, and we beat it.
Oh, okay.
So people need to get out. They need to make their voices heard. It can be done. The trouble is, people have become apathetic, and we can't continue that.
We have a tendency to let the government make these decisions for us. They want to, hey, just give me the fish instead of letting me fish here.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly, Carl. Thanks.
You bet, Roberta. Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Hey, on the front page today, it talks about, we're really in the throes of the death penalty. And we are going to have a special guest on, not today, but in the next few days, that was a prison guard for... worked his way up in the ranks with San Quentin for 25 years. And he's going to tell you the pros and cons from somebody who was on the inside, that knew the prisoners firsthand, that knew the system, and what his opinion is. Looking forward to having somebody who's been on the inside there as well.
That's right. We've had Jim Nielsen and Tom Basenko and many others are saying no on Proposition 34. Do not do away with the death penalty. We're going to discuss that one later on. Of course. A couple of things happened, and the supervisors voted 4-1 to pass the budget from the realignment committee. However, supervisors, and I'm still trying to figure this one out. The supervisors have said the county is not doing a good job in handling 109. Okay? County supervisors are in charge of the county. So are they saying is that they're not doing a good job in handling AB 109? And getting the people into jail and getting them into, I know the jail's open, so that's working. So, even if it's not enough room, so everything else, but if the county's not doing a good job, is it the county commission that they're talking about, or the commission on this, or is it themselves? I really think they're not really talking about themselves, because imagine the supervisor saying they're not doing a good job about something. The vote was 4-1. Kehoe says, nope, not enough transparency there. It's not enough specifics. Well, 4-1. Four thought it was transparent enough, one didn't. Okay. It's something that got a lot of time at the city council meeting last night, and that is the RCAC question. The fact is you have a public access channel, And Rod Dinger, who heads that up for the city, he's the support services director. And that means, you know, he handles everything from waste to IT. Plus, he, in his other hat he wears, is the airport manager. And what they were looking for is a request for proposals for the cable TV channel, the community cable TV channel. And a number of people spoke. As one said, it's a diverse group that spoke last night. Bad Bob was there. He spoke about this because the access channel should be something, and I'm going to just put it as simple as I can, should be something like KCNR, that it welcomes the whole community in here, that it has local programs, that it reflects our community. And as Bad Bob, you were there, and you saw the people speaking.
Yes, and I was very gratified to see. I'm very passionate about community access. I've done several projects with them. That's how you and I first met. And over the years, I've been involved with them. In fact, their first director, Kit Clements, was a good friend of mine. So it's been an underutilized resource, in my opinion. They've never really made that connection with the community that community access is supposed to be about. And I think it can be done with the right approach.
As Doug Bennett, Doug Bennett and I are, I guess you could say we're friends. And Doug is as far opposed politically to me as anybody could be. But he brings that up. He says, hey, Carl's here. And Carl and I don't agree on a lot of things, but we agree on this, that this is an access channel that is for the community that is being so underutilized. Imagine having a channel that reaches everybody in the cable system, that has local programming, that has things from your schools, from your, has debates on TV from your politicians, that you can sit there and watch them. Theater, music, you name it. It can be there. Veterans issues, all on this, but it needs to be open.
Yeah, and through
you need an arch,
through
arch,
modern technology, that can be extended right onto the internet, and everybody in the area can get it.
That's
who has
right.
access.
There you go.
Who has high speed.
Okay,
I promised you guys this day in history. How can we ever, ever forget? What does the white Ford Bronco mean to you?
Oh, it's OJ. Down the road at 30 miles an hour.
Chase.
It's an image that was ingrained, and can you remember where you were when you saw it? Well, it was really on this day in history that the end of the sensational, he was acquitted in 1994.
He was acquitted today?
Of the murders on this day in history.
Oh, wow.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Hanes brands are getting a boost after the company reaffirmed its 2012 guidance. Based on sales trends in late September, the company still expects an earnings per share of up to $2.60 on sales of up to $4.6 billion. Amerigroup is pushing back the shareholder vote on the $4.5 billion bid by WellPoint until October 23rd. The two-week postponement comes after investors sued Amerigroup's board. The suit argues advisor Goldman Sachs pushed Amerigroup into the deal despite having a better bid from another suitor. Amerigroup is now open to a better offer. And buyout firm Carlyle Group is getting into the commodities game. Carlyle has purchased a majority stake of 55% in hedge fund manager Vermilion as it looks to expand beyond private equity. Vermilion manages more than $2 billion and invests in a wide variety of commodities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local tub trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprise. Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge, plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds at Red Bluff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Just talking about...
Good morning. Well, you know, Barbara Harrison's in the house. You know what happened? You know, everything just starts to... Wow!
Barbara Harrison just licked my ear.
Would you guys give it up? 7:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. We're going to be talking about a couple of events that are coming
up. Does Net wake you up in the morning? Woke me up.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by... And so I thought you were pulling out a piece of paper. Carl looked at me. I'm sorry.
That's right. Just have me just standing
there.
This
is how we're starting to tell me.
Okay, I'm ready now. Say
are you
it
ready?
Again.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, are you getting your money's worth? Are you getting what they say you're going to get? Is the price competitive? Most people look for full service at a competitive price and the reliability and flexibility that comes with a full service company. Well, that's Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down there. And do they offer, those other companies offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Shasta Gas Propane does. They are out to help the community and to help you make sure that you stay warm this winter season. And their service is second to none. Call Shasta Gas Propane. Call the professionals down there at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Seniors and veterans get discounts. Their customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane.
Barbara was just pointing at your head because she saw your cut. You know, Cypress. I love your butch cut.
Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
It's so
hot. The man in black got to me this time.
Yeah, they did.
It's like that's perfect for uniform.
They all discuss my haircut. Is that a 2.5? Is that a 1? I think that has to do with the clippers. It has to do with the clippers. And so, oh no, that's a 2.5. Well, I don't know. Let's 2.5 him up to there, then 1 him. Meanwhile, I just close my eyes. I hang on and I shut up and shut my eyes. I just let me know. Just push me out of the chair.
You may hang on, but you never shut up. So there we go.
That's because Tim's down there. Tim, the son, is, you know, he's an instigator. He's the one, if somebody calls, like if you're a...
Gee, you must get along with him real well then.
Oh, you know what? And I said to him, hey, you look a lot better at that mustache. And he goes, I cut it off in May. Oh, no, you didn't. So there was an argument about when he cut it off. So I still don't believe he cut it off. Maybe, maybe I'm starting to lean in that direction. He says you just don't notice. Well, you know.
Okay, 7:37 in the morning here. Casey and I, thanks for joining us again. And this morning we have some special guests, and we're going to talk about a couple fundraisers. But first, the first event that we're very excited to be involved with, Barbara Harrison's baby.
Yes.
You've been involved with Make-A-Wish now for how many years?
Almost 29 years.
So you...
I'm old.
Well, no, but you were... Well, 20, hey, I can say that I've been singing for 40, 50, you know, so no.
I'm not going there.
So anyway,
been with them a long time.
So Make-A-Wish, this is the 2012 Windermere Foundation Fashion Show Funder with Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels,
correct,
hosted by Wind River.
Right.
And we have a special...
And Windermere. Windermere and is another, is the main sponsor, too. They, it's their foundation is actually part of the sponsorship, so... They have done a lot for us to get this thing rolling. They're a good group to work with.
Explain to our, if you don't mind, to our listeners what happens. We go to these events, and we love the events, and we love to socialize and you know, do the auctions and the silent auctions and all this. But the funds go to, what is Make-A-Wish?
Make-A-Wish is a, let's see, how can I best start it? We give wishes to children who are... handicapped, and they are deprived of a normal life, I think is the best way that I like to put it, because not every child is terminal, and I don't like to even mention that word. I don't like to use it, but it is out there, and it has to be used at some point. We grant their wishes, what they want to do. Sometimes it will include their family on a trip, or it'll be a computer, or some place to go and visit a member of their family they haven't seen in a long time. So we... finance that whole wish, everything that that child wants in that wish. Wishes are running up to about $6,000 per wish. So it the price has gone up in the last few years. It used to be $5,000, now it's $6,000. So it kind of depends on where they go, what they do, you know, as to how much of all of that that we end up using.
So is there a committee that selects?
Okay,
yes. Here we have been submitted.
We have a board in Sacramento, and they select all the wish requests that come in. You have two volunteers, that would be Donna and I, because we've done a lot of wishes together, where you go out and you interview the family. And then that request goes through their doctor and also goes through the Sacramento board in order for it to be approved, and then we're on our way. We throw them a party, and we give them their wish.
Now, are there tickets available for Friday's event?
Yes.
Okay, I know that there's Emory Street Designs. Tell us about what we're going to see for this evening and
how
we get tickets.
You're going to see some really, really fun fashions. This gal is phenomenal. I've been putting them on Facebook, which is kind of the best thing I can do because I'm just now getting the pictures of them. But she's got some really, really nice clothes, nice lines, some classics. I mean, not something that's going to be a fad. That's not her type of clothing at all. It might be a dress that's going to be seasonal in your closet for 10 years and
classics.
You're going to wear it. Yeah, classics. I mean, good,
very nice.
Good lines, good clothes.
So
she's quite a gal.
Well, when I showed this card to Carl, and I said, look at this, could be said, Texas Hold'em, live auction and Dutch raffle, gourmet hors d'oeuvres, cocktails and wine. Prizes include Las Vegas timeshare and flat screen TV. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know,
it will be.
So October 5th at 6 to 9,
right.
Adults
doors
only.
Are going to open at 5:45. It isn't adults only because there really is nothing for kids to do. So there's no point in having a kid sitting around with nothing to do. So we've just kind of left it to an adults party.
Well, Carl's going to co-auction with
Tom Basenko.
Tom Basenko.
And he's going to be the man in And Patrick John will be our MC for the evening, and he's all excited too. So it should be a good
Patrick
group.
And Patrick and Billy.
He's a good guy.
Billy can't make it. Billy isn't going to be able to make it, but Patrick will be there.
Well, did you make a wish?
To see
if he'd be there.
He
didn't get it. Oh, okay, that's all right.
And I get to share that I'm excited about.
We have seven lovely models, and one of them is Linda.
I get to, and Friday morning, I'll be seeing the clothes and being fitted for, what are they, five outfits?
Maybe more. I'm not sure what she's going to give you. Could be more.
Which is really fun. If you've ever done or have been included in a fashion show, you do. You put the clothes on, you turn, go really fast, and you change. And then I get to sing at the very end. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Donna's going to talk with us about another event that's happening that is for Wings of Angels. So we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. October the 3rd, 61 degrees out there. It's going to get up in the 90s today. And you know what?
What?
Your car's getting just a little bit older. Not yours. Your cars are getting a little bit older.
We all
it's
are.
It's time to start looking at those new cars, those new trucks, those new SUVs. Or maybe one that's been lightly used. Well, where do you want to go?
We all have been
lightly used. Some of us more. Hey, Barbara. Redding Crown Motors.
Where is this conversation going?
Redding Crown Motors in Redding at 555 Cypress Avenue. That's your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They take great pride in giving great deals to the people of Redding in the North State. They take great pride in the way that they service these vehicles. A car is a huge investment. So you want to make sure you get the best deal and the best service, and you're going to get that from Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177, or again, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. We're here to talk now about the 2012 Windermere Foundation Fashion Show Fundraiser, Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels. It's going to be hosted by the Wind River Casino. It's going to be this Friday.
It's in 2 days, folks.
It's 6 to 9 p.m., adults only, because it will be some adult entertainment there with Linda up there singing and doing torchy songs. General admission's only $20. You can sponsor a table of eight for $240. Big fashion show. There's going to be auctions. There's going to be silent auctions. No silent auctions?
Well, not a silent auction. What we're going to have, Carl,
live
is
auctions.
Dutch raffle, which is where the item is put out on the table and there's a bag in front of it. You buy raffle tickets and you put it into the gift of your choice, and that way you win what you want.
Okay.
The live
prizes,
auction.
I like that.
Yeah. Prizes include the Las Vegas timeshare and
well,
a flat screen
no,
TV.
This is the live auction.
The
live auction has the trip to Vegas for 4 days. You have a 4 day houseboat trip. There's, I don't know, we've just got tons of bed and breakfast at Bridge House for the whole weekend, two nights, and dinners included, and a show at the convention center, or civic center, I guess I should say. Cheapers, I can't remember.
In Selma.
Oh, in Selma. Oh, gosh, yes. A wonderful dinner for up at Selma, including wine, which is a
super deal.
$600 deal.
In Selma was just voted best of North State for both red and white wines.
Yes, yes.
So, and plus it's now.
And it's so beautiful up there right now.
It's now an American agricultural, avicultural area. So it's going to be, which immediately raises the worth of the wines in the property of everybody that has grapes on there. That's a big story. And
it's
people
huge, yeah.
Haven't quite got that yet. Now, you can get tickets at Wind River Casino at the Wildermere Reading office.
Windermere, on Larkspur.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Mary's Pizza Shack.
Both locations.
All right.
Windermere is also a major sponsor of ours. It's their corporation that is really doing it. And, there's some other things in our live auction that are just super. Mary's Pizza Shack will sell you their pizza wagon for $25 and bring it to your house.
Well, Donna's in the house.
Yeah.
And Donna was a recipient of Make-A-Wish. And this is probably how you – did you come together with Wings of Angels and Make-A-Wish for this night? Plus, you have another fundraiser, which is a standalone fundraiser. But share with us your story. So you give us a heart dealing with Make-A-Wish.
Well, our daughter Alyssa, when she was four, actually was diagnosed with leukemia. And she was a wish recipient just after she had turned 8 years old. And at that time, unfortunately, we knew that Alyssa was one of the terminal patients. So our family were able to do a trip to Disney World. And we actually lost Alyssa just 9 weeks after we returned from our trip. But that particular wish was the fondest memory that as a family that we have. We were treated like royalty. And I mean, royalty from the very beginning. And this is something, and I don't know if these people listen or not, but I have never had a chance to personally tell Rick Genda from Gendra 76 what he did for us the day that we left for Alyssa's wish. We had the limo pick us up from Sacramento, and it pulled up to our house. It was a hot July day, and a black limousine, and the fan belt broke for the air conditioning unit. It was 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and we were leaving for Sacramento to leave on our trip. So the limo driver asked me, do you know anybody that might be able to get us fixed? And I said, I think I do. We pulled up to that gas station, and Rick stopped everybody. He didn't know who it was, but my daughter actually went to grade school with his children. And they stopped everything. They fixed the limo, and off we went to Sacramento. So we get to Sacramento. Next morning, we go get on our airplane. When we go to get on the airplane, well, guess what? It's going to be a 2-hour delay because they have a bird hit. And we're going, oh, my goodness, we're not going to make this meeting that we have to at Give Kids the World so that we can get everything for our wish. Well, we go up to the desk. We tell them what's going on. They put us on first class, had us there before our flight would have gotten there anyway, and so we ended up having just, the greatest time. And from that point on, everything, you were taken to the first of the line everywhere you went. You had breakfast with the characters. Everything was wonderful. And so, it's the fondest thing that ever happened to us as a family. So when we came back and we lost Alyssa, we decided that we wanted to be able to do the same thing for other families. And since then, and Barbara took me on my first wish, and Dan and I were wish partners after that, and we've granted about 20 wishes. Greatest one I did was actually sending an 18-year-old boy to the Super Bowl in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, that was the grandest trip that we ever got to do. So those things, obviously combined, Dan and I created Wings of Angels, and that was our way of honoring Alyssa. She had taught us a lot through her 5 years of treatment and everything, so we created this foundation because we met families that were stuck alone in a hospital hundreds of miles away, that were traveling. The first 6 months, we traveled to Sacramento 18 times, and we met families that stayed in the hospital 3 and 4 months at a time. And we knew that when we came home, we wanted to make a difference. And we wanted to help those families. We even talked to Alyssa about it when she was in the hospital. And she was going to be in charge of this foundation that we built. Obviously, Dan and I had to do it without her. But anyways, we're leading into our 11th annual spaghetti feed. It is on October the 13th at the Sons of Italy. 4850 Cedars Road. Same thing. We've got great door prizes, live auction, the Dutch raffle, same as at the fashion show. And we always donate to one family. And this year, a portion of our proceeds is going to this beautiful little girl. Her name is Paisley. She's 17 months old, and she was diagnosed with cancer. She's gone through her first round of chemotherapy, and it hasn't shrunk the tumor enough for them to surgically remove it, so she's headed back for a second round of chemotherapy. So a portion of what we raise for Saturday the 13th at Sons of Italy will go to her family. And then the money that's raised through the fashion show, part will go to us, part to the Make-A-Wish, and that allows us to help the more than 20 families that we're helping locally.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, come back, and we'll give all the addresses and places you can buy tickets and all that, and urge everybody to come on out and support this great, great charity. We'll be right back.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' camps. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-728-1107. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambaren relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-728-1107. That's 1-800-728-1107.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Woo! 7:56 in the morning here at KCNR. Welcome to our Wild Wednesday. Are you ready to gear up?
We're having too much fun.
Today at 11:30 a.m. at Shasta College, out on the cafeteria stage, will be the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. Speakers will be representatives of the VA's home telehealth program and Dave Nervo of the Reading Veterans Center. Please go out there if you got any questions, veterans. And again, it's out at Shasta College at the on the cafeteria stage, or call Mike Wiley at 530-472-1279. That's today at 11:30. Our guest today, Barbara Harrison.
And Donna.
And Donna from the, well, Donna.
Arazo.
Arazo, of course. How did I? Well, you know what?
You're a funny man.
I am a funny man. I am a funny man.
That's a kind description.
I'm a pretty.
That's so much nicer than what I would have said.
Well, it probably starts with F, but you know.
No.
It probably does start with F,
no.
U, but you know, okay. But you know, occasionally, okay.
Woo!
Okay, probably no, it probably does, because today I just went there and I just went away right
okay,
there for a second.
All right.
Let's talk about one, how we get the tickets. Now, two nights on the 5th, we've got the big Make-A-Wish.
Right, you can get
Fandango.
The tickets at Mary's Pizza Shack, both locations. You get them at Windermere Realty on Larkspur, and you can also purchase them at Wind River. They're $20 each, $240 for a table of eight that includes wine. So that's a nice little bargain. It's pretty cheap.
It's a beautiful event.
Barb will be happy that night.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Wings of Angels.
Wings of Angel with Donna.
Yep. Lots of pasta on October the 13th down at the Sons of Italy.
They have meatballs, too.
11th annual spaghetti feed. And, yes, it includes the meatballs, the pasta, salad, cake, and you can smell garlic in the parking lot. So, you know, come down. One of our nice auction items, by the way, too, is we have a friend of mine has a brand-new vacation house up in Brookings, and that's going
Ooh.
For a one-time stay up to 1 week, and it's $1,000 value. So,
Ooh.
Like I said, you can go
Shotguns,
up there.
Shotguns.
Yep.
They've got 47-inch LCD TVs. Oh, man, you've got it all. It's $10. Where do you get? Okay, purchase your tickets.
At the door
or online
yep.
at alyssaswingsofangels.org. Thank you so much for what you do, Donna.
You're welcome, Carl. It's
and
an honor.
Barbara, thank you.
You're welcome.
We've come back after the news. We're going to be talking to Ed Roman of the Hilltop Merchants Association, and they're talking about their battle on crime up there in Hilltop and what
wow.
they're doing to fight it, and why Rob Paletti, our chief of police, thinks, you know, that they're doing a good job. We've got to take the streets back, and Ed and his group are doing it. They're fighting it on the ground right now. Let's find out what they're doing.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney says it's not about zingers or gaffes tonight.
The American people want to decide who's going to help them.
The Republican will debate President Obama for the first time. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Denver.
A coin flip has given President Obama the first question tonight. The debate on domestic policy will have a heavy focus on the economy.
We think that those extended discussion periods will help the viewers around the world really get a sense of the candidate's views on the key issues of the day.
And Peter Ayer with the Presidential Debate Commission explaining the six 15-minute sessions are intended to offer fewer questions and more substance in answers. Both the president and Mitt Romney have spent much of this week prepping for tonight's test, while also trying to downplay expectations. Dave.
Jared, you can hear tonight's debate on many of these Fox News radio stations. The Obama campaign is responding today to old video that surfaced last night. New clips of then-Senator Obama campaigning in 2007 at Hampton University in Virginia, complaining Katrina victims didn't get as much help as other hurricane or 9/11 victims.
Tells me that somehow the people down in New Orleans, they don't care about as much.
Now, his critics say he hints race was a factor. Obama campaign spokesman Ben LeBolt Galt says,
this is a desperate attempt to change the subject from Mitt Romney's comments writing off half the population, saying they wouldn't take personal responsibility.
Romney spokesperson Andrea Saul says,
this is a video that the American people will have to view themselves and draw their own conclusion.
Echoes of the Cold War in court in New York. 11 indictments handed down against a Texas company and a Russian military procurement network accused of illegally exporting microelectronics from America to Russia, high tech that could be used in radar, surveillance, or weapons guidance. An Ohio man arrested at a Batman movie showing with a loaded gun and knives just weeks after the Colorado massacre has been found mentally competent to stand trial in December. Scott Smith's lawyer says he was just armed in case someone tried a similar theater attack. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81%, for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A cameraman who came to the UN in New York with Iran's president last week keeps seeking asylum in the U.S., trying to defect.
He is very, very concerned, obviously, about his family, his immediate family who have left Iran, and his extended family who are still in Iran, and obviously he's concerned for himself.
And that's Hassan Golkanban's lawyer. There's been rioting today. In Iran, big demonstrations, people angry about the country's currency losing about a third of its value in the last week, leading to Iran tightening financial controls. There's also a protest at the Vatican, one man against the Pope.
St. Peter's Square packed as the Pope is driven through the crowds on a regular outing. But perched high above the spectators on top of one of the largest churches in the world, a man and a huge hand-painted banner. Marcello Di Finizio jumped over railings near the top of the Basilica's dome, which is 42 feet high, and rappelled down to a ledge. He runs a beach bar and is unhappy about government plans to auction off parts of the seafront.
Non si muoverà di là.
Friends say he won't come down until the government agrees to his requests. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The government is worried about some of the supplements some of us take after a new study at Health and Human Services.
The Inspector General's office investigated 127 weight loss and immune-boosting supplements. It found that the labels on 20% of them made illegal claims. Some even claim to be able to cure or prevent diabetes, cancer, even HIV or AIDS. The report warns that people who rely on a supplement's false claims could be risking their health if they're convinced to stop taking their doctor's prescribed medications. The report recommends that the FDA increase its oversight of dietary supplements. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And with us this morning is a very special guest. And we're going to take this top half of the show before we do our check-in with our Wells Fargo advisors with Maria Orozco.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you are going to be talking about the Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow. This is a huge event.
It is. It's one of our hugest two signature events.
People come from all over.
We've had people from Canada, people all over the United States, but as far up as Canada, yes.
And so the dates are the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yep, this weekend.
This, oh my gosh, just, is that weird? So it's the powwow this weekend. If you're looking to do something that, well, give us a visual. I'm a, such a visual person. It's like, okay, I'm going to go to the Shasta Fairgrounds, and it only cost me $2.
Yes,
$2. Which is amazing. And then what are we, bring? Take us through a day.
So an example would be Friday night, which is the big night, 7 o'clock grand entry. We're greeted by the dignitaries and the Redding Rancheria tribal government. And at that time, we're honoring our elders at that with another type of pageantry type thing we've got. And then they walk this big circle. They do this. Our color guard walks out, and every dancer that's coming and visiting does this big circle, friendship circle, and greets everybody and tells everybody, you know, we're going to have a great 3 days, does the blessings and such. And then it starts. We've got a pageant from royalty, Little Miss, and Junior Miss. And then we have specialty dances from grass dancers to the dancers that can do the big whooshes and big hoopla. And we have the food. It's just amazing. There's always something going on. There's not anything nonstop from on Friday night, 7 to about midnight, and then on Saturday it's noon to midnight, and then Sunday it's noon to about 5. So we're on 3 days.
So the powwow this weekend. Well, stay with us, and we're going to go right to the Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan. What's happening in this hour?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, the stocks are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 19 points at 13,502. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 1449. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 10 points at 3031. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, LifeLock down 28 cents, trading at $8.72. Bank of America, positive 4 cents at $8.97 per share. Sprint Nextel, off 2 pennies at $4.88. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares, positive 6 cents at $16.14. North Valley Bank, down a penny at $13.72. Bank of Commerce, down a penny at $4.56. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.62%. And for commodities, gold is up $5.10 an ounce at $1,781. Silver positive 11 cents at 34. Crude oil down $2.27, trading at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute, always at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. Coming back to beautiful Maria Orozco, who is the face of the Redding Rancheria. As you see her, she won Dancing with the Stars. She is such a beautiful person inside and out, and I'm sure the Rancheria is so happy to have someone of such beauty and grace representing with moments like this to tell our community about what's happening with the powwow, this weekend's festivities. We will be right back after these messages. More with the powwow.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location.
location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
8:12 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. Currently 62. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but go there. I just got chills all over my body. It was just great. How can you not do that?
I was about to join you.
You know what? We talked about the Hilltop segment. We'll be going into that in just a moment. But we thought it was really important to get out the October 5th and 6th powwow that's happening down at the Shasta Fairgrounds. Maria Orozco, our beautiful Maria Orozco from the Redding Rancheria, is here this morning. And at the break, we were talking about, hey, if you had a motorhome or you wanted to camp, perfect place to go hang out for 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. and really take in the culture.
Yes, and we do have camp spaces available. And the one thing that draws everybody, and most people go from powwow to powwow, is because there's big money involved. So they're actually going for a $15,000 pot. So the better that they dance, they go into their categories and they can win their categories. Not only do we have dance contests, we have dance specials. People like the spotlight dance. Everything goes completely dark, and then there's the one amazing person you can see out there just slipping, bending, doing all that. I mean, I can't explain how beautiful these, and I always see the men dance because they can dance really fast and toss their things and just drop to the ground, and then, you know, to that incredible drum music. And all of those drummers are also competing, and they're all from different places. I know that our host, we have a host drum, which are the Eagle Spirit Singers, and they're from Washington. Mm. So we've invited people from all over, from arena directors. We have head staff, head women, head teams. We have the drum contests. We have hand game tournaments, everything you can imagine.
All righty. Okay, so this is at the Redding Rancheria. They're putting this on. It's called the Stillwater Powwow. You can go for $2. It's the 5th, 6th, and 7th. A grand time to really learn about the culture and see the dances. It's like art in motion.
It is.
This is a beautiful, beautiful time, too. So, I mean, if you've got a chance. I mean, it's a big weekend going on, but This is a great opportunity to see something you've probably never seen before.
Exactly. It's wonderful.
Well, we're going to take a break. Do you have any closing thoughts about the event, how we, again, the ticket? It's $2. So
it's $2 at the door.
Come one, come all.
If you have any information, call 225-8979. If you want to reserve a space, you want to be a vendor, we have a couple spots available. Come visit us at the Wind River booth. We're giving away all sorts of prizes for your young children.
it's going to be fun.
Well, it sounds to me like it's great positive energy.
The Rancheria comes through with more stuff.
It's the 15th year. How many years has it been going
This on? Is over 20 years of, of the powwow. But we want to thank you guys for sponsoring and all of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You do so much for our community. I can't tell you enough how much you all, people maybe not realize and how much, you know, the Rancheria does for this community, and not just money, but time and effort.
Exactly.
And you
don't breathe energy back into.
You don't get the acclaim that you deserve.
Well, thank you.
You know, a lot of times we hear the sound of suckage.
Yeah.
Not with you guys.
No.
You guys put it a lot back. To help people and different, like a park bench that somebody's asking for some lawn equipment for their playground. It just goes on and on. And every year that we get to do the Rancheria, what's that called?
The Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
Community Fund.
March 2nd, 2013.
We have a ball and it just blows my mind. I just feel the sense of pride. So thank you so much.
Thank you again,
the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Down at the Shasta Fairgrounds. It's the Stillwater Powwow. $2 gets you in, and you can stay. You can camp. You can just take it all in. It's going to be food, prizes. It's going to be beautiful.
It will be.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Ed Roman's going to come in and talk to us how you fight crime right on the street levels. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck
National.
The Patriot,
Obsession,
M2D Thunder,
Captain USA,
Shocker,
and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot.
Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips.
Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash
in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge,
plus the Hillbilly and much more.
And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs.
And it's absolutely free.
That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown.
The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade.
And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. KCNR 1460. We just didn't know that.
When
was
in
happening.
Doubt, throw your head back and laugh out loud, buddy.
Go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hop in to Espresso Joe's. Get the coffee that you want at the price that's great. Finest the best tobacco prices in town. And a room to meet if you have special groups there that have meetings there, all at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community, been there for 30 years. Veterans get discounts. Okay, we're shifting into crime prevention. Ed Roman.
Morning.
Good morning. Now, Ed, you know, Ed has been mentioned specifically by Rob Pelletti and Sheriff Tom Basenko about your efforts on working against what's happening in this town, especially since AB 109 has occurred
and
a year ago.
How about founding member of Reading Merchants Crime Watch?
and this is a big thing. How did you get this thing started, Ed?
Well, it was actually because a fellow hotelier down the road mentioned to me one day he was having problems with a specific person prostituting in his rooms, breaking into his rooms and prostituting. And I said, wow, sounds kind of like maybe the same person's trying to break into our rooms. We were having some issues with some of our guests would say there was somebody out there asking for money or solicitation and stuff, and we'd go run them off, and it would just continue to happen. You know, it was almost like a weekly, if not sometimes two or three times a week, it was happening. So we started chatting, and it turned out to be the same person. And we thought, wow, there's some common ground that we really need to start working on here and some issues. And that was probably about September of last year. And about October, we started talking to other merchants, not just hotel people and restaurant people in the area. We started talking to people just all over the Hilltop, Churn Creek Drive area. And about 12 of us got together at that time with a couple of RPD officers and Kurt Starman at the city. And I think Tom Basenko was at that first meeting. It was in the switchover when Rob Pelletti was coming in as the new chief and Pete Hansen was leaving. So we had a meeting and we started talking about some of the problems, and the issues just sort of flopped out on the table. And we thought, wow, we need to have kind of a regular meeting and talk about some of these things and find ways to bring some solutions to the table rather than just complain about it to the police department or to our neighbors. I mean, you know, a lot of times what you do is you sit there and you go, gosh, you know, somebody broke into a car in my parking lot or got people panhandling at the front door. What do I do? And, you know, all these issues are real issues. And if we as citizens don't decide that we're going to help correct some of those problems, I think that the police department and all the powers to be have way too much to do.
Okay. Now, two things you just said there are tremendously important. We as citizens, if we don't do something about it that affects us directly, you can't expect the police to be there holding your hand the whole time.
Well, that's 100% true. You know, one of the things that people complain about the most is response times. And, you know, response times to a person that had their car broken into really isn't as important as if somebody's getting hell beat out of them down the road or somebody, got in a horrible car accident. So, you know, the police only have so many resources in the vicinity, and they can only respond as quick as they, you know, they got to prioritize their calls. I understand that. A lot of people just don't get that. And they, you know, one of the things they'd rather do is sit back and bash the police, or they'd rather sit back and complain about the problem. And the reality of it is that some of these things we can take care of ourselves, and we can help make better by just working together. Communication with this group has really gone a long ways. I think just by putting out emails that say, hey, we've had this issue happen today, and we just ran this specific person off, and we may give a mugshot if we have it available. We may put that on the email, or we may describe the person, and it may help get that person caught faster, or it may prevent them from doing it to my neighbor. And that's kind of what
it was really
all about.
You know, that's really great, and that's what you organized. Now, I know you've got a couple. I mean, you have some businesses right down on Hilltop, Ed.
I'm part owner of the Best Western on Hilltop, as well as C.R. Gibbs Restaurant.
Okay, so two quality places there, and especially in the hotels, because
And thank you, by the way, for all that you do, because you give as well back to the community, all kinds of fundraisers. You'll see, you know, C.R. Gibbs, gift certificates and stuff that you do, and the Best Western. It's a very nice place to go to. We love it.
Well,
we've never had a bad, ever a bad ever. Experience or ever.
Well, thanks for recognizing that.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, it's recognizing something that's true. That's really easy. We don't ever recognize things that aren't true, or at least we try not to. But Ed, you know, on this, when you got this thing started, did you notice a difference since AB 109? Have you noticed a difference?
Yeah, a huge difference. I think what AB 109 did is it just opened the floodgates all at once for a lot of people. And I think right after AB 109 really, when they started letting some of these people out, you know, you notice just a huge influx into our community. And the problem with it, you know, if you're in Shasta County, you're going to get let out in Redding. So, you know, here we had all these people, and what do you do with them? They don't have jobs. They didn't have money. They didn't have a place to stay. And some of the one of the big issues has been, you know, some of the smaller hotels, especially downtown, have had some issues with that's where those people are housed, that's where they stay. And so there's been a tremendous amount of if you talk to Rob Pelletti, a tremendous amount of calls to those specific areas, and I think that's directly related to AB 109. Certainly, you know, we have problems, and we've had problems all along. They've just not been as maybe not as many, and I think because of the publicity with AB 109, you know, we're all a little more aware that it's happening out there. I get comments all the time from people. They'll go, gosh, I didn't know that kind of stuff happened in Redding. Well, you know, it does.
It does. You know, our crime rate, of course, isn't anything compared to Stockton and others. But what brought, and that's where Rob came from, Rob Pelletti came from. But he doesn't want it to get that way. Our property crimes have skyrocketed something like 60% in this last year. So that tells you something. And if you look at it in the last years when AB 109 came into effect and we haven't been putting them away, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we, as citizens, I mean, we talk about this, and here we are. We're railing against it here on the show. We bring in people and talk about it. You're the first person that we brought in that's actually organized a group of businessmen, which are the leaders of the community, and is doing something about it. And it doesn't just have to be on Hilltop.
No. As a matter of fact, this is a citywide group. It's actually called Redding Merchants Crime Watch. And we specifically targeted Redding, not Hilltop Drive, right, because we wanted to get, you know, people on the other side of town. We wanted to get Lake Boulevard. We wanted to get South Redding involved in it. We do have a significant number of members that are from other areas as well. We'd like to get more. We have about 250 names on the list, as well as, you know, the city's been real supportive. Rob and Tom Basenko both been at almost every meeting. And I got to tell you, you know, I just have to say this. Those guys are doing a tremendous job. You know, they're doing the best job they can do with what they've got, and I think they appreciate the help that we've given them. And of course, we don't go out tackling people and, you know, trying to arrest them.
That's not our job.
Our job is to gather as much information as we can and communicate it back to the businesses that are involved in our email group so that they're more aware. And if we can get every citizen in Redding to be more aware, then I think we've got a stronger community for that. You know, I was born and raised here. You know, so Redding is, it's important to me. It's important that we don't have this black eye all the time of, you know, some people think, well, there's just so much crime going on. Well, you pointed out, it's not like Stockton.
No,
not at all.
Our crime rate, when you think about it, when you say there's a murder in town and, oh, it's increased by 100%, it's because we had one murder last
year. That's right. Yeah.
And then, you know, you get something like that, but the property crime, yes, that is up. So it has leveled off a little bit since they've opened up the jail. Now, does that mean anything? We won't know for a couple months. But what you're doing is what will do it. If the community gets together as an organization and pushes, maybe we can push the bad guys out of Redding, you know, put enough pressure on them so that they move someplace else, you know, move south, Corning. So I don't know.
We've got such a nice area, people.
It is really a nice area up here. I mean, you know, and we feed them and we give them sleeping bags and tents. It's really a nice place to stay. I mean, we help the homeless in that. It's, and a homeless I'm not concerned about. It's the criminals of that group that bother you.
You bet. You bet.
We got, what, no.
About 40 seconds.
About 40 seconds. Okay, when we come back after the break, Ed, I'd like to talk about things that you've noticed and how things have changed a little bit. Because in your experience, of course, you've had to ask people to leave and, you know, hey, we'd like you to do this, you know, because it's your property. But things have changed, and I want to talk about, you know, your experiences in that. And this is also something else people need to know about, which is why we need to band together, which is why we need to have an association where we can immediately report a lot of this. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, our guest Ed Roman, and who has put together a great citizens organization to fight crime on the streets.
Called Reading Merchants Crime Watch. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Tonight's the first of three presidential debates. This one's 90 minutes broken up into 15-minute chunks. Peter Ayer with the debate commission.
People who are in the debate hall are told to be silent. You won't see them on TV. This is really about making sure that the viewing audience has a clean ability to see what the candidates are saying.
The debate in Denver is about domestic issues like the economy and health care. An Italian man staging a protest at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City.
Marcello Di Finizio jumped over railings near the top of the basilica's dome and rappelled down to a ledge. He runs a beach bar and is unhappy about government plans to auction off parts of the seafront.
Non si muoverà di là.
Friends say he won't come down until the government agrees to his request.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, this is Patrick John from Q97. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 5th at Wind River Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and frivolity all for a higher purpose, featuring a fashion show by Emery Street Designs. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Any Mary's Pizza Shack, Wind River Casino, or the Windermere Reading office. Please join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 5th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Reading Harley-Davidson's 2012 Open House is here, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5. See the latest Harley-Davidsons at your only Reading Harley-Davidson dealer. It's a day of demo rides, food from Fat Boys Barbecue, cold beverages, an enter to win, and so much more. The new bikes are coming, and now's your chance to experience them firsthand. Also, witness the unveiling of a very special item in partnership with Big Bike Weekend. Speaking of Big Bike Weekend, come see us at our booth and say hey. Reading Harley-Davidson, 2012 Open House, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, 8:34 in the morning, October the 3rd, 63 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Head on in there and see DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors there. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Just in there yesterday. Stood real close to the hair clippers, but I like I'm used to this. I've been having my hair cut like this for most of my life. Anyway, that's a Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Good people doing great work. Our guest is Ed Roman, who is one of the, well, you know, Ed, everybody knows Ed in town, you know, Best Western, Sierra Gibbs. But he also heads up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch and has started this due to the fact that, you know, first of all, crime and having a business in crime, like, I mean, having a, you know, like hotels and restaurants, there's always the opportunity for there to be crime, just like it is in any business. But since AB 109 happened, it seems to have magnified. And so what Ed did was he began this, his own kind of crime watch, and it spread. And Ed, we just congratulate you on this one.
Well, thanks. It took a lot more than just me. There was several people that were responsible for helping getting this together. Chris Corlogos at the Red Lion was right by my side, and so was Bill Woodford at Kubler's Furniture.
Oh, Bill, so. we know Bill real well. Yeah, you know, yeah, Bill is not afraid to mess it up either.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, it's been good. Bill actually hit the streets and recruited a whole bunch of people that are on our list now, so he's been really helpful.
Yeah, again, Bill is not, wait, this guy puts armor on, hits other people. They hit each other.
Yeah.
And he enjoys
the jouster.
That is a jouster. okay, now one of the things you have noticed, and this, I think this is really important. One of the things you've noticed in the last 6 months, 7 months, is when you do go to somebody that's on your property illegally and you just to talk to them, to tell them, please move on, things have changed.
Yeah, you know, in the business where you're dealing with the public all the time, especially a public that's a traveling public, you know, that comes into our area, you know, I'm pretty protective of Hilltop, and that's one of the reasons why this thing started is it's the first street that people see. And so I think that the transient people, they also know that that's where there's a lot going on. And, you know, I've been in business for about 35 years, and, you know, I'm a pretty good-sized guy. So when I go out into the parking lot and walk the parking lot or I see something that needs to have a little bit of my attention, you know, over the years I've learned that you just usually walk up and say, look, you know, you're scaring my customers. They don't really like to see people picking through the trash and picking cans out, and I'm okay with people doing that, but they can't do it in certain areas, and they certainly can't be going through my parking lot casing out cars, which I see them do once in a while. And so I'm pretty good about going out and asking them to leave. And but the one thing I've noticed lately is they're very, very aggressive. You know, instead of leaving, you know, they'll turn around and square up on you, and it almost kind of scares me sometimes. You know, I'm afraid they're going to pull out a knife or a weapon of some kind, and you know, things are going to get out of hand. And I think that that's something that we've got to be very cautious of as a community, and that's why we have to put an end to this stuff happening and as a group try to watch each other's back. And if we notice those things going on in our parking lot and a guy's walking down Hilltop, you know, putting this out on an email or even calling somebody on the telephone saying, look, they're coming through your parking lot right now. You need to go out there and you need to, you know, make sure that they don't stop and loiter and do anything bad. I think that's part of what this whole thing was about.
Well, you want to move them off your property, and you want them to move off your out of your area. Let's just be brutally frank with this, is that you want to become a harder target than another business or another street or another part of town. And that's unfortunate you have to put it that way, but
sure.
That's the only way you can protect yourself is to make them find places that are easier to steal and do their thuggery at.
You know, the term hard target, you know, that's something that the police department uses a lot. You know, Rob's always, the chief has always said, look, if you leave your purse in the front seat of your car and it gets ripped off, then, you know, you're partially at fault because you've left something in view of somebody that is an opportunist. And so they took the opportunity to quickly open your door, grab that bag, and run with it. And we have to be better as citizens at protecting our stuff so that we can protect ourselves. I got an email from a business person yesterday that said that somebody ripped off an expensive stroller from the sidewalk out in front of their store and, you know, took off with it down the street. Okay, well, maybe that means that now we can't. I know why people put their stuff in front of their store to, you know, to get people to come in and stuff, but, you know,
if we can't watch it
all the time, then we've got to find a way to chain it up, or we've got to find a way to keep it where under lock and key where we can control it and we can not allow these people to take it from us. We just built a really nice fire pit on our patio,
And our security guard went out one evening after, it was about midnight, and found some person asleep on one of the cushions of the new furniture that surrounds the fire pit. So he ran them off, and then he went around to do his rounds. When he was on the backside of the property to do his rounds, that person came back and took those cushions. And, you know, the cushions cost maybe $300. So I have to go replace the cushions. And now we bring them inside at night. You know, who'd have thought they'll reach over a fence and grab a cushion and take off with it. But, you know, it must have been a pretty comfortable cushion. So,
That was good. Yeah. So it's nice to know you got comfortable cushions out there when you sit around the fire pit. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We got Ed Roman here, and we're talking about crime and what businesses have done to get together with the Reading Merchants Crime Watch, and how this is something that could be spread throughout the city and should be. Because the police, let's face it, the police, you know, it's a thin blue line. There's a reason they call it that. And the police mainly are there to answer questions, to take reports, and then to hunt down the people that did it. If you can prevent it from happening, is a huge step, and also be the eyes and ears for the police out there. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' camps. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 63 degrees. Love that song that you're playing, that Peter Gabriel tune. In Your Eyes, how are you this morning? Looks like we're going to have temperatures up to 93 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And if it's going to be 93 today, it could be 40 degrees tomorrow in Reading. Because we do have these temperature shifts, but there's one person, one group of people you can always count on, whether it's hot or cold, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They want to keep you comfortable in your house. They'll come in, they'll change those filters, they'll do that maintenance. And, yes, it's going to be cold. Now, you can keep saying, oh, it's 90 degrees, tomorrow it's 40, and then it's 30. That's what we love about Redding. You can walk across the Sacramento River. And is your heater ready? Well, Alliance Heating and Air will make sure it is. 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. They've been in the business since 1992 and doing a great job. Our guest, Ed Rollman, who has put himself, you know, when people talk about things, you know, there's three types of people. There's people that can think up things, have dreams, but never put them into fruition. And there's people who can take other people's dreams and put them and make them work, but they don't have dreams. And there's other people that can see something that has to be done and then put it into motion. And that, Ed, is what you've done with the Redding Merchants Crime, was it Crime Watch?
Yep.
Crime Watch, where you've started something that's had an impact, a positive impact against fighting crime in our city. We've been talking about that, but there's some other problems too that we'd like to address.
Well, Frank Strazzarino has fondly nicknamed me the Sheriff of Hilltop.
Well, you know
what? I don't
know
if that's good or bad.
No, that's good. What's wrong with that?
The one thing I just like to kind of bring up is, there's a tremendous amount of transient flow through the Redding area because of Interstate 5. And, you know, sometimes we get confused. We blame the criminal element on the transient population. That's not always necessarily true. There's certainly a group within that group that has criminal activity on their mind all the time. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are transient, moving from city to city, trying to find a home, or, you know, maybe they're from our city and they've just become homeless. And that's not what this is all about. This isn't all about stopping that from happening. It's preventing some of the negative things that come with it from happening. And I think that when a person, being in the hospitality business, I see a lot of people that come in from out of the area, and I don't want people to get the wrong impression of Redding, you know, because sometimes the first thing they see is a group of transient people maybe walking up and down Hilltop, or somebody standing on the street corner with a sign begging for money. And certainly there's some of that may be legitimate, but I've had a lot of conversations with the chief, and we've talked about enabling these people to continue to do what they do. And so we put a program together. Actually, the chief actually put the program together where he made up some little other cards that say, yeah, have all the numbers of the places that can help these people.
And you hand that to them instead of a
dollar.
You
hand that to them instead of a dollar. And if they're seriously in trouble and they seriously need help, then they'll take and they'll either go to that place, or they'll call that place, or they'll find out more about, you know, how to get to the mission or how to get to Salvation Army. And all those numbers are on this piece of paper. And I think if we were as citizens, if we could just help educate the rest of the citizens that aren't listening to the show today, that say, hey, you know, when you're in the parking lot of one of the grocery stores or big box stores, and somebody approaches you and asks you for money, don't give it to them. You're just enabling them to probably go buy drugs or alcohol. Most of them don't use it for food. I've actually seen people walk up and give them food and they refuse it. So,
oh, yeah, that's not what they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, these people aren't looking for that. They're looking for a handout. There was a guy that admittedly made $300 or $400 a day by just panhandling in one of the
supermarkets. Aggressively panhandling. Yeah, that's right. And he finally got arrested for it.
And my wife won't go to certain stores because of the panhandling that goes on. So I think that's an important element that we have to all know about. And we tied it in with the crime group because there's several businesses we're having problems with transients. Maybe begging in front of their business and turning customers off, and they were losing customers because
of it. What rights do you have for that?
Well, if it's on private property, you can get rid of anybody. You can actually do a citizen's arrest, which is what the police encourage you to do, because they won't arrest them typically unless there's a reason, beyond that. So you just have to take it to the next step with RPD, and they'll deal with it.
If it's a shopping center, though, is that considered private property?
Yes, it is private property.
Okay.
Shopping center. Matter of fact, there's certain postings that have to be put up in the area, mm-hmm, to allow the police to make an arrest on their own.
So, you know, and typically those big box stores, the big parking lots, they have those postings.
You know, the transient problem, and we do have a transient problem here. Everybody knows that. You know, the city of Reading is like that giant candy bar that people come to. Oh, no, I told a story the other day about a lady had been sent down from Portland mm-hmm. and was sent down to the bus lines, and they said the police will pick you up and take you to the Women's Refuge. And I brought that up to Michael Burke, and he says, you know, that's fine because we'll take care of her because it's obviously they had to get her out of that area. But that's one example. The other example is that we have places here that give them that give homeless sleeping bags and tents and other things, which – you know, okay, so they're using that, but it's still encouraging that population. And out of that population, if 20% of them are troublemakers or thieves, then it just increases our increases the problems we already have with AB 109.
Sure. And then there's the other side of it. You know, when they have these encampments, these homeless encampments, Bob Brandon, who works for Reading Police Department, is a single-handedly the one that goes in and cleans right. these things up. You know, you've got all kinds of problems there. You know, they don't have a place to go to the bathroom, so the sanitation right. part issues there. Fires. You know, I actually know of an encampment down by Churn Creek, and I went by there the other day, and it was on fire. I'm thinking, well, geez, somebody must have left their campfire go yeah. too far, you know. And so there's all kinds of issues that are safety issues that come along with it. One of the things we've encouraged our people is if they have growth, overgrowth, in their parking lot or, you know, in the vicinity, cut that down so that you don't have people – you know, camping in areas they shouldn't be camping in and creating problems.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here.
Hold on.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We're talking with Ed Roland. We're talking about crime and how the businessmen and the businesses here in Reading are starting to band together to assist the police in fighting these crimes and keeping the places safe that they're at their businesses. We'll be right back.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Want to shake up state government? Elect a state senator who'll fight for us instead of caving into the liberal power brokers.
Dan Logue beat the liberals to stop $60 billion in new taxes.
He showed Jerry Brown how failed liberal policies chase jobs out of the state.
That's why Tom DelBacaro, chairman of the Republican Party, endorsed Dan. Called him the right choice to fight Sacramento's irresponsible spending.
Why Congressman Tom McClintock said, Dan Logue is one of the great forces in Sacramento. Californians could not have a more fearless or energetic defender against overreaching bureaucracy than Dan Logue.
It's why farmers count on Dan to kill Southern California schemes to steal our water.
Why the California Republican Assembly knows Dan Logue will never back down from the fight to secure our borders.
A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Rifle Association.
Shake up Sacramento.
Dan Logue for State Senate.
Jobs, not taxes.
Paid for by friends of Dan Logue for Senate 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing.
The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, we won't back down. Ed Roman won't back down. None of us are going to back down on this. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? This weekend, Redding Harley Davidson is going to have an open house on Saturday from 10 to 5. If you want to ride one of their newest bikes, head on down there and take a ride on their bikes. I'm going down there because I want to try a trike out. I've never tried
a trike. You've been talking about that lately.
Well, no, I just want to try it because I've never ridden a trike before except when I was 3, and I enjoyed that. So I figured if I enjoyed that, I might enjoy the other trike. But
yeah,
head on down to Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard.
Get
or give them a call at 241-7117. Food, drink, great times down there. Anything you want for your Harley. And guess what? Big Bike Weekend's coming. Coming down to Hilltop Drive, and we're talking about this is an expanded big bike weekend. This is going to have a lot of great vendors. It's going to be a lot of great reasons to go down there on next weekend. So, but on this weekend, on the 6th, head on down there to Redding Harley Davidson, because if you wanted to experience the ride, do you want to live the dream, go to Redding Harley Davidson.
Okay, what time does that thing start on Saturday?
10 o'clock.
Okay, we'll be there at 10.
We're going to be there at 10.
Right when it opens, so we get to get the first ride on the trike.
I want to ride on the trike. You know, now they're going to probably tell me, well, you know, no, Carl, you can't ride the trike.
Would you trade your bike in for a trike, or would you?
Not right now. Not right now. But you know what? The only reason I'm thinking about it, of course, sweetheart, is because we carry an inordinate amount of luggage when you're riding with me.
And plus, it's not fun if you have to, if you lay down. That bike, how much does that bike weigh?
I guess about 500 pounds.
Oh, I thought it was more like 750. Well, with all my stuff on it.
When we pack your clothing on it, it weighs 750.
And
okay.
Me.
At least she admits it.
Yeah. All right. And have you ever seen, we go down the road with my front wheel barely touching. I do a wheelie for 300 miles with one of those stuff. Hey, Ed Roman's here from the Reading Merchants Crime Watch. But also, you know, Ed's, you know, Sierra Gibbs and Best Western and started this program along, you said, with a couple of other buddies. But you are the sheriff of Hilltop. You are the sheriff.
I guess, according to Frank Strazzarino, I'm the sheriff of Hilltop.
Well, you know what? That's good and bad. But it's good because you've done this. And you have taken – what you've done is you've taken a step forward. You said, this has to be done. Let's do it. And it's had positive results so far.
It's had very positive results. I think one of the things is we didn't want to just bring a bunch of problems to the table. We were trying to find solutions to problems, and that's we meet about every 8 to 10 weeks. There's no, you know, set schedule. Just when we start feeling that we need to get together again, we set up a meeting, and we've been meeting at the community room at the Reading Civic Center next to the council chamber. So, we've had as many as 75 people at a meeting and as few as 25. So, mm-hmm. You know, we can be all over the board. And what I'd like to really encourage is that businesses in Reading, it really doesn't matter where you're located. You're vulnerable. And, I'd like to get you on our email list. It's all basically just if you can deal with an email coming to you, you know, on a periodic basis from a group, talking about what the issues are, then email me at ed@crgibbs.com, and I'll add you to our email list and give you the instructions of how you filter out those messages to the rest of the group.
ed@crgibbs.com.
ed@crgibbs.com, yep.
That can't be that hard. So what we're also going to do is Ed's going to send us a bunch of information, and we'll put a little flash ad there on the website, too, so you can just kind of click on it, and that'll help you out that way. But, again, thank you so much for what you're doing. And taking a step. Well, you know what? I should have done this a while ago because we've been hearing about you for months.
Well, if I'd have known it was as fun as it is, I'd have been here sooner.
You know what? Nobody leaves here without having a good time.
And the thing I want to say, too, is that what's really important for our listeners is that, you know, we love to go to Sierra Gibbs, but there's also a lot of events that happen throughout the Hilltop area. We need to know that you guys have our backs. That you're all out there looking for our backs. So when it comes to, you know, walking out to the parking lot, feeling the fact that, you know, they're taking an extra step to make sure that we're safe. So we really appreciate
that's a
you.
That's a real good point, honey. Because a lot of the women go out in these things, and to know that you all are out there in your association and you're taking active steps to help keep your customers safe.
Yeah. Stay informed, communicate to each other, and, we as a community will keep things safe.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, see, I think tomorrow we're going to, I think I've got you prep rolling in here tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to have a good time with that. And, because you prep's one of the, you know, great success stories we have here on education right here.
And this week we'll be talking more about the death penalty.
That's right. A lot more about that. Just remember it's the good guys against the bad guys. Hey, we got a good guy in here with us today. Well, which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They've been saying unflattering things about each other for months. Tonight, they'll share the same stage for the first time on Debate Night in Denver, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
The Obama campaign spokesman, Ben LaBolt, says the strategy is not about one-liners or zingers.
We view the debates like we view the convention. Millions of Americans tuning in for the first time who want to hear about the economic choice in this election.
Mitt Romney's campaign spokesperson, Andrea Saul, meantime, trying to downplay expectations for the Republicans' first ever presidential debate.
You know, with President Obama coming in with the office of the presidency behind him as one of the most gifted speakers that we've known, you know, I'm sure it's going to be hard to outshine him.
Tonight's 90-minute affair is centered on domestic policy, half of that time set aside for economic issues, Lisa.
And you can hear the debate live, 9 Eastern, on many of these Fox News radio stations. A video of then-Senator Barack Obama at a 2007 speech getting new attention now over his suggestion that Katrina ravaged